Hello, this is Leah Piping-Kalidas from Creative Every Day, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Bridget Palud. She is an intuitive healer, teacher, writer, and all-around cool lady. And I'm so glad to have you here, Bridget. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. to start off, I'd love it if you could just tell us a bit about yourself.
Sure. So, my name is Bridget. I live in Portland, Oregon, and I work as an intuitive guidance counselor and energetic healer. So basically, people come to me with their fears and problems, and I help them work through them energetically, and then they feel better. And then they can go do the cool stuff they're here to do. I also teach a lot about intuition, because it's something that we can all use and be part of.
That's great. Did you always know you were intuitive?
You know, I always had intuitive experiences, but I didn't always know what to call it. So, you know, and I think this is a very common experience for people. Some folks grow up in intuitive households. Like, I know people who have been, you know, they're like the seventh generation intuitive. You know, so they have all these people in their lives who are steeped in the intuitive tradition and are an intuitive tradition and are, you know, really comfortable with the intuitive experiences they're having. That wasn't my experience. I grew up, you know, as a Lutheran in Minnesota. So I was surrounded by lots of really, really normal people who, you know, make hot dish and, you know, go to church and play basketball and have a really normal life. So then here I am walking along experiencing, you know, talking with animals and experiencing God and seeing ghosts and, like, things kind of happening that were outside of my understanding, my cultural understanding, I guess I'd say. And so it took me a while to, well, it took me many years to kind of come to terms with that. In fact, for a long time, I didn't come to terms with that. I just sort of pretended that I couldn't do it and was left it alone because I didn't want to be the crazy one.
Yeah,
so
a little scary.
Yeah. I just didn't have context. And I think as an intuitive now, sometimes I'll go to, you know, parties and meet people and we'll start talking, and almost everybody has an intuitive story. Everybody has a moment when, a little intuitive story maybe, like a moment when the phone rang and they knew who it was. Or they thought of somebody that they knew across the country and then that person emailed them the next day. You know, we all have these experiences like that, and we just don't talk about them.
Yeah. Right. My favorite story to tell is that I knew the sex of the babies that my mom had after me. So I have three siblings, and it would usually come to me in a dream, and I would tell her, you know, oh, you're having a boy, you're having a girl. And I'd be right every time. my little story that I tell people. But I think a lot of people do have those stories. Do you think that everyone has, you know, everyone is intuitive and there's just different levels
Absolutely.
Of it?
Yeah. Oh, I think everybody's intuitive. I think we're way more intuitive than we think we are. I think we have a lot of experiences that are rather unconscious. That's why often these things come to us in dreams, because that's the way that our unconscious mind gets through.
Yeah.
But I think we walk through the day picking up information intuitively from all sorts of sources, and it only a little bit of it gets into our conscious mind, and even that is really, really useful. So the more conscious we can get the information that we're getting, the more we can use it. I think we're walking around, all of us, being little intuitive, tuned creatures all the time. But we just aren't really conscious of it. So I just had the benefit of having a more conscious state. It's not that I was more intuitive as a child than anybody else. around me. It's that I was more conscious of it. I think the difference that I would say.
Do you have a purring cat on you, by the way?
Oh, can you hear that?
Usually it's me with a purring cat on my lap, but yeah.
Yes. Yes, I have my cat Leo sitting on me. He's very, it's all about Leo. So he was meowing, and then he had to come in and sit down. And now he's getting pets, yes.
Oh, that's excellent.
You've got a good ear for that. Maybe it was really loud.
Well, I have cats, four of them at home, so yeah, I recognize the sound. So as you know, this is the month of intuition at Creative Every Day. And so I thought, what a great opportunity to talk to you about this. And I just want to take a step back. I'm curious what your definition of intuition is. Like, what do you think it is?
Okay, that's a great question. I was thinking about that this morning. I was hoping that you'd ask me that. To me, intuition is knowing something without understanding necessarily where you got the information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a state of knowing without a direct cognitive or physical experience of understanding. So you can know something from reading it in a book, or you can know something from hearing someone say it, or experiencing it. Like you know how to walk because you experience walking,
mm-hmm.
things like that. Intuition is when you get an understanding of something and you can't place where you got that understanding from. And sometimes the things that we get intuitively are not things that we are able to know in other ways. Why we're friends with certain people, why we're attracted to certain people. That's happening at an intuitive level. We just know. We just know we click with certain people. Yeah. So that's what intuition means to me. It is a connection to something greater than myself, I'd say, but it's knowing something in a way where I didn't get it from my brain or my body.
Okay. So it's coming to you from another source.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just thinking about all the creative people working on in their different ways, and trying to tap into their intuition this month. Do you have any suggestions for people about how they might go about doing that as they create?
Yeah, I do. One of the things that one of my suggestions is not so much how do I even describe this? Here I am without words on an interview. I think the important thing to do when you sit down and create is to have some thought before you sit down to create about the experience you want to have in the creation process. The reason why I say that and what it has to do with intuition is it's really common for us to sit down with whatever we want to create and to initially get stuck, where we're looking at our materials. I don't know if this happens to you. This happens to me whenever I'm drawing or painting or sewing. I'm looking at my materials, and I'm not 100% sure I even know what I want to do.
Okay.
And so for me, intuitive, creating from an intuitive place starts long before I sit down with whatever I'm going to create. It starts when I'm washing dishes and sort of noodling around in my head what I want to experience and what I want to express. And for me, starting earlier creates a conversation with something, either within myself or with the world, that enables me to then go create, so that I'm not in a vacuum. Does that?
Yeah, that's
great.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where I would start, and then intuitively, what I recommend for people to get in touch with their intuition is to take 5 minutes focus on your breathing. I know that sounds very trite. Everybody says that, but it's true. Your breath is the foundation to your work.
Yes.
And then ask a question, whatever you want to ask, and then just pretend that every sense on your body is wide open and see what pops forward.
Hmm.
And then draw from that. It could be a color. It could be a sensation. It can be anything. And from that, I feel like that's usually the first clue. And then from that clue, you can accumulate lots of different ideas of what you can do moving forward.
Yeah. That's basically my experience. I don't always start with the conversation before, and at least I'm not aware of it. But the experience of, like, you know, checking into my body through breath or some other form of getting into my body, and then, you know, just seeing what I'm drawn to, and that's like the next step. And it's like following like a breadcrumb trail. But it's an adventure because I don't know what's coming next.
Exactly. And for people who are not into the breath, sometimes it can be something, you're looking for the thing that triggers you into that more deep state of, it's almost like a trance state. For some people, it can be the sound of a bell. I know I can go into that state, I recently realized, when I experience a sun shower. If it's raining and the sun comes out, I'm immediately, boom, I'm in my intuitive state. I'm just there. And so it can be, you can find a different trigger if the breath doesn't work. But there will be some sort of trigger that will get everybody in that place.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes for me just creating maybe gets me in that place. Land of images. Do you see why that might be? Is it something to do with, like, the language of speaking, working with imagery?
We understand images a long time before we understand language.
Right.
We cognitively get what things are by looking at them when we're very, very young. And so images stay with us longer, and we are more deeply understanding of image. It also happens in a totally different part of your brain, right?
Yeah.
So language, to me, is an abstraction, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can get rid of the abstraction and then just play with what is, it's so much easier. And then, you know, every image has multiple meanings to every person. So an image can be a gateway, which I love.
It definitely feels that way to me. Easier to get into that flow with imagery. It just seems natural.
Agreed. It does. It just seems really, really natural. And for people who aren't good, you know, I'm not a particularly good drawer or painter, you can always use digital art. You can always start with digital images and cut them out and reform them. You don't have to be limited by what your fingers can express. That's what I love about creativity. It's such a conversation with other people and other things that you can... You don't have to be limited by what you can do with your fingers anymore, I don't feel.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And you could also be expressing having a conversation with yourself, with movement, with your writing. There's a whole slew of ways to approach things.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I wasn't even thinking about non-visual art. Absolutely. Sometimes starting with an image and then writing around that image and thinking of all the different places that that image takes you. Because whatever thing we're drawn to, we experience it over and over in our lives. If we're drawn to like a tree swing, you know, we experience that at different phases, and it can just bring out so many different things in us.
Yeah, that's very true. I think everyone has their own, like, symbol language that, you know, keeps popping up in different ways.
And then intuitively what that allows us to do is it allows us to get out of our, to get our brain out of the way.
Mm.
So, yeah, so we tend to let our brain be in the driver's seat. And that's one of the things that creating allows us to do, is let the brain take a back seat and let our intuition speak through us.
That's great, yeah. So everyone this month, let your brain take a back seat.
Yeah, make it sit in the back. Don't let it tell you how to drive. And just let whatever comes forward without judgment. And don't worry about it, especially if it's not something that you're used to, if it's not the same thing that you're doing, if you're suddenly finding yourself with an urge to dance outside in the park instead of in your living room, you know, go there.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, listen to your gut and see where it takes you.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Bridget. Is there anything else you'd like to share with people trying to tap into their intuition?
I think there are a lot of different ways to do it. I talk about it a lot on my website, on my blog, so I'd love to direct people to that. I'll give that in a second. I think the most important thing is if you sense something, even if you can't name it, if something just seems a little different, it's totally okay and appropriate to observe it, write about it, think about it, and don't just dismiss it, even, especially if you don't understand it. So if I think that's the thing about intuition that people don't get. They think that intuition is this, you know, big spooky thing, or it is this thing that people who wear lots of scarves and talk about crystals do or something, but it's really not. It's really about paying attention moment by moment to what comes forward. And then you can use your intuition in really small ways. I use my intuition to pick the shortest line at the grocery store. You know, just simple, little, normal things. And then that enables me to live a deeper, more present life. And that's all it is. And then with art, wow, watching what comes forward as you create whatever you're creating, it gives you more to work with, which I think is useful.
Yes, that's great. I love that idea of just practicing or, you know, just playing with the little things, like your grocery line. That's perfect. And that can be a great way to just practice and play with the idea of intuition, you know, throughout the month and see where it takes you. Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome. So tell everyone where they can find you.
So you can find me on, you can find me on my blog, which is, I'm going to spell it, it's bridgetpalu.com, so that's www.bridgett, as in pizza, ILLOUD.com.
Perfect.
And you can also find me on Twitter at intuitivebridge.
That's great. And I'll have links to all of this under the interview, too, so you can easily find Bridget. And I have to say, Bridget has an awesome sense of humor, so definitely check out her blog and her Twitter, because she's damn funny. She cracks me up at a regular basis. So just for that alone, she's worth checking out. And I've taken a class with Bridget, too. She's got loads of smarts and lots of interesting things to say. And I do hope you will check out her site and see what she's up to. And thank you so much, Bridget. I really enjoyed talking to you today.
Of course. And if any of your folks have any questions about intuition, please feel free to email me, because I'd be happy to share.
That's awesome. Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a great day.
Okay.